Genesis is where we're going to be most of the time. And we're right here at the end of chapter 11. We get introduced to a lady named Sarai. And I will preach about this family, and they're sort of dysfunctional, and I'm going to look at the things God can do. And at the end of there in chapter 11, it says in verse 29, "And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and the father of Iscah. But Sarai was barren. She had no child." So we know when the Lord introduces us to Sarai, we know two things. We know she can't have youngins, and we know that her name means contentious. And when people got named, it was usually spot on the money. And her name was contentious. And I want to make sure, I thought that wasn't a good thing, and I wanted to look it up and make sure. And the meaning of contentious, using the modern Webster's dictionary, is causing or likely to cause an argument controversial. Involving heated argument or given to arguing or provoking argument. Now, who on earth wants that for a sweetheart? Hey, serious. I don't want that for no sweetheart. I mean, life's going to be hard. And I will tell you one thing. We know that she was real pretty. We know she is pretty. Bible says she is pretty. He took her down to Egypt where he didn't belong, and she was turning heads everywhere they went. And he had her lie. So they wouldn't kill him for her. So she is pretty. But apparently she's hard to get along with. So this contentious lady, Miss Sarai, and here's Abram, and here's Mr. Abram, and his name means high father. I reckon that's what Abram means. And it says in chapter 12, "Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. Into the land of Canaan they came. Could you imagine how that went home, that went the day the Lord spoke to Abram? And he came home, a 75-year-old man came home and said, "Honey, pack your bags." And we already know she likes to argue. Could you imagine how that went? I bet that was rough. I bet that was one long camel ride. I mean, or she might have given him the silent treatment. It might have been a peaceful camel ride. I don't know. I bet it wasn't too peaceful. So this comes to pass. We know this lady's contentious. And we'll go forward a little bit further. And we know that he got there, and here he is 75. At some point, he went down into Egypt, and he wasn't supposed to go there. He disobeyed God, and bad things came about. I mean, they were blessed while they were down there, but they come up out of there, and he got to introduce his old nephew to sin down there in Egypt. If he'd kept him out of herding the animals, he probably wouldn't have ever known the big city life. And so his nephew there went off toward Sodom and Gomorrah, but that's another message. So here he is. You know, when he come back out of Egypt, first thing he did was made an altar and got things right. I'm glad we serve a God that when we get it wrong, we can get it right. If you'll just be willing to get the pride out of the way and get it straight with God, he'll go to blessing you again. So he come up out of Egypt, and God God is faithful with his promises. Amen. He's faithful, and he's a lot more faithful than we are. Amen. And he still honored what he had promised him. He come up, and it's still there waiting on him. So we're going to skip forward a little bit, and we're going to skip over where And we know that Lot went towards Sodom, and there's a big world war in the land, and all the kings went against each other, and it was pretty well tied up, and they needed somebody to break the tie, and they went and got Abram, because he knew God, and God's touch was on him. And he took his trained men of war, and we know that he went and delivered Lot. And he decided the fate of the battle. And he met a man named Melchizedek, King of Salem, King of Peace. Amen. And instantly he tithed, and he instantly realized it all belonged to him. Amen. And Melchizedek, he administered to him wine and bread. And then after that, he went back home. And this is where we're really going to start getting into the nitty-gritty of where I'm going. And it says after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and no one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. He's going to come out of his own bowels. And we know, I don't know how old he is at this time. He's somewhere, I imagine, in his early 80s, or somewhere in his 80s at this time. And he believed, and it says, and he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. I love it. I love these clear winter nights. I like looking up at the stars, and I can't help but get happy because I remember my God's faithful. And when you look up, and that's just a sign of what God can do. And I can't imagine how many stars was in the sky out in that field. This old man looked up and seen all them stars. And you know what? He believed God that night. And he was counted righteous because he believed him. Amen. It says, And it says, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord. And he counted it to him for righteousness. That story ain't changed none. No, not none. If you'll believe this Bible and what it says in it, you can be saved and counted righteous. Amen. All you got to do is believe he is who he says he is, and he'll do what he says he does. Amen. It's that simple. He said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And then he said unto him, Take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He took them all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds he divided not, he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. Sometimes you can't see which way to go. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And we're going to pass forward a little bit. And it's, oh, glory. He knows. Oh, God give him a token that night in that pitch black. He didn't know how these things were going to come to pass. But he looked out amongst that sacrifice that God had him make. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. Oh, the presence of the Lord God was there with him in that darkened night. Amen. After the sun went down. After an experience like that, you remember the nights you was counted righteous? I guarantee you, if you was a grown and married, it don't matter how old you was, you had to tell somebody. I remember telling my first grade teacher, hey man, had to tell somebody. I guarantee you, old Abram, he kicked the door in on that tent, and she roused it up, and it is in the dark, and she said, What's the matter with you? He said, I was made righteous, amen. Woo, glory. She said, What are you talking about? He said, A horrible darkness fell on me. Our youngins, and she's thinking, You're in your 80s. What are you talking about? I'm in my 70s. He said, Our youngins are going to be afflicted in Egypt, but God promised this whole place to us. Oh, glory! Could you imagine how that went? This ain't no Grimm's fairy tales. These are real people, amen. That's a soapbox I got. I don't like it when people look at the Bible like a storybook. These are real people. Amen. Think of your 80-year-olds. Think of how they move. He comes in and she's like, where you been? I've been worried sick. There's probably a lion going to get you or something. He said, ain't no lion going to get me. Not with that smoking lantern down yonder. Oh, glory. Oh, not with the Lord God present and that furnace a burning and that little light of mine a glowing. Amen. Oh, ain't nothing going to get me. And she just thought, this old crazy thing. She said, he done went and got dementia on me. It's probably what she thought. He's in his 80s. Oh, so right here, after this event, this is the only scriptural place I can find that she was truly contentious, that we know of, an example of it. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, in chapter 16, bare him no children, and she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Old boy's sins is about to come back and bite him. Taking them down to Egypt, I get. But you can't. And Sarai said unto Abram, behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. Oh, no. You see, we say, well, how is that her being contentious? Well, a couple chapters over there we had read, God promised it to be from his bowels. God promised his seed from his bowels. Well, from the very beginning, and it's still true today, in chapter 2 of Genesis, verse 23, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. And then the next verse there says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Amen. That's still the case today. Amen. That was before the law, and guess what? It's still in effect today. When you're married, you're one body with two souls. And you know what? God made that man a promise. He promised the whole world would be blessed from his body. That included Sarah's body. That included her body. It was not just his bowels, but her bowels, you see. She's arguing with the word of the Lord. That's the contentious. That's the contentious. That's it coming out. And she had it. I don't know how long she argued with him. She's probably pretty good at it. Been doing it probably at this point 70-some years. Finally he listened. He said, well, maybe she's right. No, sir. Messed up. A little old Ishmael comes out. Out of it, little old baby. And we know that cost them down the line. And that's the only place I can find that she's contentious. She's arguing against the word of the Lord. And we see that all the time. The Bible says, the Lord is, the Lord is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's will is that for all to come to repentance. That being the case, that means every lost person is contentious. You're arguing against God's very will if you ain't saved. That's just the way it is. You say, where are you going with this? It's going to get sweeter, I promise. Oh, so we go on over to chapter 17. These years are going by. He's sort of happy, old Abram. Because he's got him a little Ishmael. He's got him a son trying to raise him. And of course, I imagine she's as contentious as ever because that didn't really satisfy. You know it didn't. That just broke the home. And in chapter 17, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, he's 99, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. That's what Abraham means, father of many nations. And then it says, and I'll make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I'll make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I'll establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be, I like this right here, to be a God unto thee. You know what that means? That means our precious Jesus, when he comes to this world, he comes through that same line. Woo! He might come down way on down the line, but he'll be a God unto him. Amen. He'll have worshipped him for hundreds of years in paradise before he ever steps out. Oh, and to thy seed after thee, and I'll give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I'll be their God. We'll go on forward a little bit more, and on down to and verse 15 of chapter 17. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I'll bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abram fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed. And thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I'll establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. God just told him, guess what, that contentious woman, she's getting a new name. Guess what, every sinner that's walking gets a new name. Guess what? I got a new name. Well, she ain't give in yet. That's right. She ain't give in yet. She ain't going to be content. She's going to be princess. Say, wow, all them kings got to come out of royalty. She got to be made royalty. She got to get adopted into a royal family. She got to be made a princess. That's what it means, Sarah. Princess, amen. No longer contentious, but princess. Whoo! Hey, oh, she getting adopted in, a joint heir with the King of Kings. Amen. That very same King of Kings come out of her bloodline. Amen. It ain't come to pass yet. She still ain't a believing. Guess what, sinner man? God's already got a new name picked out for you, each and every one of you. He ain't willing to let it perish. He's got a new name picked out for you. All you got to do is get it. Amen. Oh, and here it is. I imagine he went home that night, and he told her everything he said. Here is 99-year-old man. He runs in the tent again. Whoo, here she is, 90. She said, will you hush? Not again. And here he is. He says, oh, we're going to have a baby. She's like, hush. Could you imagine? Can you imagine a 90-year-old woman with a baby bump? I ain't trying to be comical. Everybody in the place would be afraid to break her if they touched her. I know I would be. And she's just like, will you hush? Could you imagine the night here she is all these years. Here she is, 90-year-old, been called contentious all her life. That was her very name. And he come in that night and said, hello, princess. I bet that flew over real good. It's Bible. True story. That 99-year-old man walked into the tent, and there's a 90-year-old wife that's been contentious all these years. And he says, hello, princess. Come on, ever since back, we know he had Ishmael at 86. So there, for the last 14 years or so, he'd been a-winking at her awful lot anyways. Because he believed God. We know he believed God. He shouted righteous for it. So then, this is I like this part. I love this part. And the Lord appeared, this is chapter 18. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant." I guarantee you, I wonder if God took the same form he did in that day that he was Melchizedek, and I wonder if he looked up and there's that King of Peace come by the tent to visit that day. The King of Peace came by to visit, amen. He knew who he was. Oh. He said, "Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree, and I'll fetch a morsel of bread and comfort you your hearts. After that you shall pass on, for therefore are you come to your servant." And they said, "So do as thou hast said." And Abram hastened unto the tent unto Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal kneaded, and make cakes upon the hearth." And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. God's getting ready to get down to business. God swung by the tent that day. He's getting ready to get down to business. I believe this is why he stopped by. And they said unto him, "Where is Sarah thy wife?" And he said, "Behold, in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son." And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. You see, Abraham had already believed this. This wasn't news to him. God was stopping by for Sarah. He might have asked where she was. He knew where she was. The reason he asked is he wanted her to know that he was asking after her. Hey, man. I remember I'd heard the word. As a little old boy. But then one night God stopped by the house. Hey, man. I was in that bed and I knew I was going to hell. Oh, I had to do something about it. I got up and believed on the Lord that day. He came and makes house calls. Amen. That's what I love about my Lord. Abraham been giving her the word of the Lord for years. It wasn't doing no good. I'm sure they're testing his faith. And then one day God stopped by. Hey, man. God can stop by. Oh. And it says, and he said, and Sarah heard it in the tent which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and was stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I am vexed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" And the Lord said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?" Is anything too hard for the Lord? This right here, if you get anything tonight, I want you to lay hold on this. Think about it on your pillow. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I'll return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. That woman might have been contentious for 90 years, but she had just believed. Hey, man. Then Sarah denied, saying, "I laughed not, for she was afraid." That right there is a sign she believed. Because all of a sudden she's afraid. She knew who she's dealing with. She realized it was the Lord to stop by. And he said, "Nay, but thou didst laugh." The men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on their way. So there's some things this lady got, this contentious lady. She believed on the Lord. She had a new name. All she had to do was claim it. That day by that tent, she claimed her new name. She went from being Sarai contentious to Sarah princess. I work with some ladies that are hard to get along with. I sure would like the Lord to come by and make them a princess. Amen. Oh, you say, well, all right, what other proof do you have that she got it? Well, she got her new name. She got her new nature. I don't have a lot of evidence towards her new nature, but I do have this. I believe it's plenty of good evidence. In Proverbs chapter 31, it says, who can find a virtuous woman, verse 10 of 31 of Proverbs, who can find a virtuous woman for a price as far above rubies? You can't buy a virtuous woman. Well, the Lord can. It's got to be paid with his blood, and it'll be virtuous. Not only will it be virtuous, it'll be righteous. But that ain't really the evidence. The evidence is in verse 28. It says, her children, that virtuous lady's children, it says, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. What evidence do I have that she was a virtuous lady? I'm just going to pass over it. If you read, she was 127 when she died. She was 90 when she had Isaac. Isaac was 40 when he met Rebecca. He sorrowed for his mommy from the time he was 37 until the time he was 40. That means for 3 years. That is uncommon for a man to take 3 years to get over. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know there's a mourning there. But we're talking about he was down there by the well and by her tent for 3 years because he couldn't get over it. I believe he called his mama blessed. I believe that very much so. He was her little laughter. And I believe he called his mama blessed. And it took Rebecca riding in on that camel and God providing Rebecca, hand-picking her for him to get over it. It says that they went in his mother's tent and she comforted his heart. Amen. That's their new nature. That's about all the evidence I have toward that. Except that this next part sort of also contributes. She got a new nation. She got a new nationality. In Hebrews chapter 11, it says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he, this is verse 8, which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised a man. She counted that one she met by the tent that day faithful. All of a sudden she believed he could do it. Amen. Oh. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky, and multitude as the sand, which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. On the earth. Oh, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. She realized what her hubby had been so happy about so long. She realized why her hubby was a friend of God. She realized why her hubby stacked them stones up and went out in the evening and called upon the Almighty. All of a sudden, guess what? She got the new name, the new nature, the new nation. Guess what? She got a new noise. Oh, this is my last point, but it might be my favorite. Do not get me wrong. Escaping hell is my very favorite of believing and being counted righteous. But I like this other part awful good. I like it awful good. I have there's no examples of her doing this in the Bible, but anybody that's counted righteous, anybody that's believed on the Son of God, and everybody, one of you got a new noise. In Psalms 34. Oh. Yes, sir. Amen. Psalm 34. There's a lot of things here that I like, but in verse 17 it says, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them from out of their troubles. She can call on one now that can hear her, that can do something about it. She got the privilege to go into the holies of holies and call upon him and him change things, because he can hear her now. Amen. Guess what? That ain't changed none either. Amen. Amen. If you'll call on him, he can hear you. Amen. Oh, I like it. I like it. Oh, when you get feeling low, guess what? His eyes are on you if you're his, and his ears are open to your cries. Amen. Oh. Oh. And it says, if you continue on there, And it says the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not even one of them is broken. Oh, it says, evil shall slay the wicked, and they shall hate the righteous. And they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. None of them that trust in him shall be desolate. You realize, a lot of times you think about how he's going to deliver us out of all our troubles. We got this problem with these old flesh eyes. We just see what we see. Everybody else seen that old man? They was in the big city lights of Sodom and Gomorrah. His own nephew got tempted over there. Here he is living in a tent. Just going place to place. He's the only one. He's got mansions. Promises. Things that they couldn't see. Ain't that good? If you're a believer tonight, you got them things. You might have sickness. You might have sorrows. But you got one that can hear you. And you got a new perfect body awaiting on you. Oh, like unto him. Amen. Oh, you got the same promise. You can go from contentious to princess. You can be made royalty for every single one. When he writes that name down, when you believe on him, that's adoption papers. You're in the family. Amen. Join there. Oh, I can't think of all that without thinking of another lady that couldn't have youngins. And I'm about done. And this is in 1 Samuel. And there was a lady named Hannah. And she wanted babies bad. And she was also barren, like Sarai. And it says in verse 10 of chapter 1, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass as she continued praying. We know that Eli marked her mouth and thought she was drunken. We know that. But you know what? I believe Miss Hannah was righteous. Because God heard her cry. It says on down there in verse 27, it says, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition when I asked for him, which I asked of him. Hey, man, God can give you petitions, especially if they're in his will. And giving him glory is always in his will. She wanted a boy to raise up for the Lord God. God honored that. He gave her a petition. I can think of some petitions the Lord's given me. Hey, man. I guarantee about all of you can think of things God's give you. He's honored petitions. And you asked it of him to honor him and glory. And just like a preacher said this morning, you can't make puppets out of your babies. That's a fact. She took him there, and it says, I like the next verse in 28. It says, therefore, also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped to the Lord there. She took a little boy to worship. He might not have understood being a little boy, but he partook. He said he worshipped there. And if you read on, I ain't going there. Lord, a voice came to him. That's all you can do, ain't it? You trust God with it. Trust God with it. Hey, man, you know if you've been born again, he can hear you cry. You know if it's going to give him glory, you just wait. Hey, man, you can go from being contentious to princess. And having all these things. An inheritance. Even if eyes down here can't see it, this life is as a vapor anyways. Boy, you should see my house. It ain't done yet, but boy, it's a nice one. Hate me. Oh, I'm pretty well done. Except this, you know God can hear your cries. She got that new noise. She got the privilege of going to the Holy of Holies whenever she got that new name. I ask y'all to use that. use that power God give you. Go to the holies of holies. Sick Jesus on people. She couldn't make him a puppet, but she could sick a Lord on him. And you know what? It said God honored her petition. Amen.
Amen.
A couple chapters over, it says, and Samuel grew in chapter 3, verse 19, and the Lord was with him, and he and did let none of his words fall to the ground. Talk about a preacher, man. I wish some of my words didn't fall to the ground. A couple chapters over, this, I thought I marked it. There it is. And this is chapter 7, verse 15. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. I bet that old lady that had that baby boy named Laughter Isaac, I bet she sick Jesus on him. One thing I liked about old Isaac, Jacob had multiple wives. He sort of messed, it caused a lot of friction. I mean, it's part of God's plan. But I noticed that he must have really loved his mama, old Isaac, because he took Rebecca and he loved her. He never did. He never even looked at, that we know of, any other way. He just stuck with that. He knew a virtuous woman was hard to find. He had a good mama. So he took the one God gave him. And he's right under his mama's name. He's in that same chapter 11 of Hebrews. Stuck with the stuff.
Amen.
Counted him faithful, the one that promised. We've got promises in this old book. One died for us. If you'll believe in him, he's still on the throne today. If you'll believe on him, all the promises of this old book, if you'll walk and fear the Lord, if you'll believe a word of the Lord, not be contentious and be contrary to the word of God, all the things we could have. Revival. Happy homes. Amen. It's as happy as, it's 128, I believe it says, happy as a man that feareth the Lord. We even promised happiness. Ain't that good? I like promises because he's faithful. He can't even tell a lie. Amen. I'm done.